What is the largest denomination of U.S. currency? Some fun facts about your folding money on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-905-6928. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-905-6928. 1-800-905-6928.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 16th, the 137th day of the year. Actress Deborah Winger has a birthday, and the nickel turns 146 years old. The Treasury authorized minting of the 5-cent piece on this day in 1866. What's the largest denomination of U.S. currency in circulation? The Treasury says you could find a $10,000 bill, and it is legal tender. Bills larger than $100 have not been printed since 1969, but there are some larger denominations still circulating. The Federal Reserve destroys them as they receive them. If you should spot a $10,000 bill, you'll know it by smiling countenance of one Salmon P. Chase, Abe Lincoln's Treasury Secretary, along with all the zeros, of course. And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.